Welcome to the Raise with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading and Sunday preview for Palm Sunday, April 14th, 2019. Psalm 118, verses 25 and 26. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. Psalm 118, verses 25 and 26. And this is the cry that welcomes Christ into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Or more precisely, blessed in the name of the Lord is the coming one. It's slightly different, but noteworthy. That title, the coming one, has been spoken in hushed tones every Passover. That title, the coming one, is what John the Baptist asks. Are you the one who was to come? Are you the coming one? Or should we expect someone else? Matthew 11, verse 3. Down through the ages, the prophets and the people waited together for the one who was coming. And here, today, Palm Sunday, they welcomed him with jubilant song. He's here. He's here. Christ, the coming one, is now here. Jesus did not reject their praises. Quite to the contrary, if these children in the crowd stop, the very stones will cry out. But there's something else to keep in mind this week. These verses, in a way, serve as bookends to Holy Week. Psalm 118 is the last Passover, or the last psalm of the last Passover celebration, and it may have been the last hymn Jesus and his apostles sang on Maundy Thursday evening. If so, that is quite fitting. The psalm describes the Messiah's prayer of trust during his suffering, verses 5 through 13, and the Messiah's song of joy after God's deliverance, verses 14 through 29. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. May this prayer be on our lips each day as we look ahead to the day our Lord Jesus will come once more in the name of the Lord, not as the suffering servant, but as the conquering king. At the start of Holy Week, take a minute to read through Psalm 118. Picture the crowds singing their jubilant song. Picture the upper room lit by olive oil lamps as our Savior sings with his disciples one last time. Raise your eyes and heart to the sky, joining in the prayer of the church militant and the church triumphant. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. A reading from Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let Israel say now, yes, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say now, yes, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say now, yes, his mercy endures forever. Under pressure I cried to the Lord. The Lord answered me. He set me in a wide open space. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can people do to me? The Lord who is with me is my helper. So I will look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in people. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust human benefactors. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me, yes, they surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees, but they were extinguished quickly, like a fire of thorns. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. You pushed me hard to make me fall, but the Lord helped me. My strength and my song is the Lord, and he has become salvation for me. Loud shouts of victory are heard in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord has done a mighty deed. The right hand of the Lord is lifted high. The right hand of the Lord has done a mighty deed. I will not die. No, I will live, and I will proclaim the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not handed me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them. I will give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate to the Lord. The righteous enter it. I will give you thanks because you answered me, and you have become salvation for me. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is from the Lord. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, please save us now. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he makes light shine on us. Bind the festival with branches as far as the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. You can find us at 9 a.m., 2250 South Holland Savannah Road in Maumee. You could also tune in at YouTube if you're not able to make it to church. And just search for Resurrection Maumee. God bless your day.